Serious incidents involving all police officers, RCMP, City or First Nations Police are reported to the Independent Investigation Unit. The IIU is called to investigate where it appears the actions of a police officer may have caused the death or serious injury of a person, or have contravened certain laws. When an incident comes under the scrutiny of the IIU, the public, uninvolved witnesses or passers-by, can provide information to the investigation. When the case is resolved, that is also reported. Brandon. From a recent incident in Brandon, the IIU is investigating circumstances surrounding the arrest of an adult male by the Brandon Police Service, BPS, that resulted in him sustaining injuries. On February 24, 2023, BPS advised the IIU of an incident that occurred on October 15, 2022. According to the notification, on October 15, BPS responded to a call for service on 5th Street in Brandon. Upon officers arriving on scene, a male fled the residence. Officers located the male and during the course of his arrest, a use of force encounter occurred. The male was subsequently taken to Brandon Regional Health Center where he was treated and released back into custody. BPS further advised that on February 21, 2023, the male contacted BPS and advised that officers had assaulted him during the course of his arrest. The civilian director has determined it is in the public interest for the IIU to investigate. Witnesses or other individuals who have information or video footage that may assist the investigation are asked to contact the IIU toll-free at 1-844-667-6060. MFNPS on Sioux Valley. The IIU is also investigating an incident involving a Manitoba First Nations Police Service officer on Sioux Valley First Nation. The incident occurred in January, in Sioux Valley First Nation and was reported to the IIU on February 1. The incident occurred on a Saturday, January 21, around 7:48 p.m. According to the notification, RCMP officers responded to a call regarding a rollover collision in Sioux Valley First Nation. Upon arrival, RCMP officers were advised by an individual at the scene that a Manitoba First Nations Police Service, MFNPS, officer had attended. He and the MFNPS officer had an altercation, and the MFNPS officer then left the scene. The IIU confirms that the MFNPS was on site for an unrelated reason and not directly responding to the incident. The IIU civilian director has determined it is in the public interest for the IIU to investigate. Witnesses or other individuals who have information or video footage that may assist this investigation are asked to contact the IIU toll-free at 1-844-667-6060. Utter threats. The IIU is investigating an allegation of uttering threats by an on-duty Manitoba First Nations Police Service officer, MFNP. On Deck.9, 2022, RCMP reported an incident to the IIU that occurred on November 4, 2022. An individual reported to the RCMP that an MFNP officer approached them and threatened them. The IIU advised the RCMP that it would monitor their investigation. On January 30, 2023, upon review of the material obtained, the civilian director of the IIU notified the RCMP that it is in the public interest for the IIU to assume conduct of this investigation. Witnesses or other individuals with information or video footage that may assist this investigation are asked to contact the IIU toll-free at 1-844-667-6060. Street. Rose du Lac. The IIU is investigating the death of a 29-year-old man following an interaction with the RCMP in Saint-Rose-du-Lac. On January 6, 2023, RCMP reported an incident to the IIU that occurred the day before, on January 5, at approximately 8:30 p.m. according to the notification. On December 30, 2022, officers responded to a call for service. Officers located a suspect vehicle containing four individuals in the ditch on Provincial Road 481 south of Crane River. One of the occupants fled the scene and the remaining three were placed under arrest. On January 4, 2023, RCMP received a missing person report for the individual that had fled the scene. They conducted patrols in Crane River but were unable to locate the individual. On January 5, officers attended the last known location for the individual on PR 481 south of Crane River. Officers located the individual in the woods deceased, believed to have suffered from hypothermia. The IIU has assumed responsibility for the investigation. As the matter involves a fatality, a request for a civilian monitor will be made to the Manitoba Police Commission. Witnesses or other individuals who have information or video footage that may assist the investigation are asked to contact the IIU toll-free at 1-844-667-6060. Assault allegation resolved. The Independent Investigation Unit has concluded its investigation into an allegation of assault by a Manitoba First Nations Police Service, MFNPS, officer. On August 16, 2022, MFNPS reported an incident to the IIU that occurred earlier that day. According to the notification, while lodging a female in MFNPS cells, the woman became aggressive and force was used to secure her. She sustained a cut to her head and was subsequently transported to Portage General Hospital, where she was treated and released back into custody. Under an IIU investigation, information was obtained and reviewed by IIU. This included 911 telephone call history and audio, audio of MFNPS radio transmissions, occurrence summary, MFNPS offices notes and narratives, use of force report, use of force policy, cell block surveillance video. The IIU investigators met with and interviewed the affected person and a civilian witness and found no reasonable grounds to justify any charges against the subject officer. Review for SHAMATTAWA suspect closed. The Independent Investigation Unit, IIU, has discontinued its investigation into an incident in which a male sustained a serious injury during an altercation with RCMP officers during his arrest in Shamattawa. On December 24, 2022, RCMP reported an incident to the IIU that occurred on Deck Point 23, 2022. At approximately 9 p.m. RCMP responded to a call for service on Riverside Road in Shamattawa. Upon arrival, officers located a male suspect who attempted to flee on foot. As the suspect was fleeing, he slipped and was taken to the ground by one of the officers. After the arrest, the male advised that he was injured. He was transported to the nursing station where it was later determined that he had suffered a dislocated hip. The male was transported to Thompson General Hospital for treatment. Based on the original notification, it was alleged that the affected person had sustained a serious injury and therefore the IIU was required to assume responsibility for a mandatory investigation pursuant to Section 66(4) of the Police Services Act. IIU investigators were assigned. The affected person provided IIU investigators with a signed medical consent release permitting the receipt and review of his medical records and reports. Upon review of his medical records, it was determined that he did not sustain any injury that would be defined as a serious injury by IIU regulation. Following a review of the nature and circumstances of the arrest, the civilian director did not find it in the public interest to hold an independent investigation by the IIU or that there is a need or purpose for the IIU to monitor any police service investigation. The matter is now closed. The Independent Investigation Unit investigates all serious incidents involving police officers in Manitoba, whether occurring on or off duty. Find out more about the IIU here.